It's particularly nasty. Anything that targets the older and most vulnerable section of our community, most valuable, our elderly, is nasty. Now, we've been receiving a number of reports, particularly from the west of the county, of somebody cold calling, i.e. ringing up an older person who's living alone, discussing about alarms and the monitoring of alarms, and then they move on to the usual format, looking for them to confirm their name, their address, their date of birth, and then they look about bank details that if they're going to take advantage of this monitoring, that they need to supply the details, the sort code for their bank, their account details and all that.
It's particularly nasty in that it's also trying to exploit possible insecurities as it relates to home security.
Well, that's why I sent that out. I got word of this morning. And, you know, at this time of year, and there's so much discussion around the whole rural crime aspect and people being vulnerable living on their own. So that when somebody comes on discussing something to do with security, it's possible that people would think these people are on for my betterment or for my welfare or are concerned about my welfare. And sadly, that's not the case. It's just another one of the scams, which is termed vishing or phishing, which is a gathering of personal information to carry out identity theft. And as you know, and you've helped us to get this information out, it comes in all various different forms, but this is a particularly nasty one.
And what, briefly, is your advice to anyone receiving these calls?
Not to suffer in silence, Greg, just to discuss it with a relative or a friend, or if you have a healthcare professional coming in to look after you, just to say to them that you got this call. And if you can have any kind of details, if you have the number or particularly the time or whatever, so that people can alert your financial institution then if there's anything untoward going on with the account, that would raise an alert. And I suppose we would need to know about it as well. And as I say, to contact your local station via your district headquarters. And if you're in the west of the county, that's either Milford or Ballyshannon. But this can happen anywhere, but really not to suffer in silence.